Hey, hello.
Oh, hi, Christopher. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thanks for asking.
I got to move that.
I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, the card y'all have on file got stolen, but actually I was, I haven't really noticed much going on with Local Splash recently, so I kind of decided to not update payment or go ahead and cancel service.
I see. Okay. So I need to give you some options. Number one, I'm sorry that you're wanting to cancel, but in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge the e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 14th, and in order to process that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even
Change
an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come December 14th, that would reoccur to $498, and I definitely don't want that to happen to you, you know? So one question.
And I don't dislike y'all. I was going to say I don't dislike y'all's service. It's just not working out for me. I am glad y'all were able to get me on Google, but ever since then, I think at the internet, and I probably could have done a lot to help y'all do more for me, but it's just not, it's probably more me than y'all, but it's just not working out for me.
Well, there's one thing that you might want to consider is that your program includes $100 worth of extra Facebook ads. So I don't think you would need those now that you're ranking on Google. So if you wanted to continue, there's no reason why you couldn't take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, all the directories stay up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, you know? So a lot of people will go to a package like that, especially if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back and put those ads on later if you wanted to.
Yeah, I didn't even realize I was running ads on Facebook. I haven't gotten a single job for Facebook.
You know, it's bundled together with our services automatically. So, usually the purpose of it is to jumpstart your results, because initially it's a process to get ranking on Google, right? It doesn't happen overnight. But with the Facebook ads, we can get those up very quickly. So I think that that's probably, you know, something that was really beneficial for you initially. Even if you didn't get a job out of it, it helped boost your internet presence and give you a stronger presence on the internet, right? So that you're recognized as Google. But now that you're ranking, I think you'd be fine to take those off. And if you do want to continue, what I would do is send a message over to the technicians and have them do a complete performance check on your account, and see if there's any updates that they can provide behind the scenes that will help you get even better service, you know. And then one thing you can do on your end is you're doing really, really good with the reviews. So you have 3 5-star ratings already. So I could send you a review generator email, and that will help you get some more 5-star ratings here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would help you tremendously too.
I got you. Well, I'll try that out for a little while and just see if that works out better. If you want to go ahead and downgrade my service, and I'll give you my new card number, and you can get my account current.
Of course. Okay, so let me go into your billing. And other than the card, did anything else change, or is it the same billing address on Hull Road?
Yeah, it's out. Oh, no.
No, not Hull Road. Okay, so what's the new billing address?
The new billing address is 3623. Bratlin Mill Road.
Bratlin Mill.
And that's Paul, Georgia.
Okay.
30646.
30646. Okay, and then the card.
Mm-hmm. 4888.
Okay.
5400.
Okay.
0113.
Got it.
4406.
Okay, expiration. 11/26.
11/26.
A little bit on the back.
069.
069. Okay. So let me get your authorization. You will be good to go. One question, because I'm looking at the account, and it looks like the website is down. So I can't tell if that's just because the payment was past due, or if perhaps you were supposed to send us the credentials to thegutterman.ga.com. Is that a domain that you had prior to working with us?
It is a domain I had prior to working with y'all, and I forgot to... I didn't pay for the URL this past renewal.
So I've got to pay
for that. My URL expired or whatever.
What we can do, if you like, is we can purchase a new URL to use in the meantime. And then when you get the access to that, you can call me and write over to your URL, okay?
Say that again?
So
I'm not
sure.
You
could purchase a new URL. So if you wanted to, you could even save your money. You don't have to renew gutterman.com unless you have it on how to brand it. So we could go in and see if guttermanllc.com is available, for example, or guttermanllc.com. Different available options are, and then once we find one that you like, then we can grab that we can build a site on that domain. So if you like the domain that we purchased, then you don't have to say spend more money and renew your domain.
I like how my website was set up, and I had a lot of pictures I put on it, stuff like that. So is there a way to port that over to the new domain?
Not right now, because when we try to pull it up, it just says the site can't be reached. If the site was active, then yes, we could pull images off of the site for the new one. But right now, we can't see what the layout was, unless you have an old screenshot or something, you know, how it was before.
No, I don't think I do.
Okay. So I'm going to send you a link to the Facebook page that we created. I don't know if they pulled these images off of your website or if these are stock photos. But if these images on your Facebook are from your actual website you had before, then we'll build the new one and we'll use this content. So I'll put please review for images and content for site. Okay. Two images and content for site. Okay, so I'll send you an email with the link to the kind of refer to it, and then you can just reply to my email, and then in the meantime, I'll send out a message for customer support to call you over the domain options. And when I send that out, it usually is a callback within one business day. So we're in California at 9:38 in the morning, so I'm pretty sure they'll call you today. But if not, no later than tomorrow, okay?
Okay. I didn't really like my domain name that I had anyway. It was thegutterman.ga.com, and the way that it read was thegutterman.ga.com, if you just looked at it, and... That's like it kind of made me think of like some bad cartoons that I don't want to be associated with.
Yeah, it sounds to me like I don't know what manga is, but it sounds almost like a derogatory phrase, you know, so I don't blame you. I wouldn't have that on there either.
It's a,
okay.
Yeah, it's a Japanese style of animation. The Japanese people had to do some weird stuff.
Oh, interesting. Well, now I know. Yeah, even if it was the guttermanga.com, at least put the GA in caps or something so people know it stands for
Georgia.
But, yeah, don't worry. You don't have to use that old domain. Sometimes people insist on, well, I have this domain and I want to keep it, and that's fine. We use it. But I'll send a note over to the technicians to purchase a new one for you, and then we'll get that site up, you know, very quickly, depending on what you say about the images on your Facebook page, okay?
Okay.
Okay, awesome. So we have a good game plan.
All right.
It was nice talking to you. And then remember,
I'm going to send you.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and it's I'm gonna send you the email about getting more reviews. If you have any questions on that, call me. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and have a happy Thanksgiving too. In case I don't talk to you again.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, Christopher. Okay. All right.
Bye. Bye.